you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
You know, America may not be able to agree on politics. We may not be able to agree on religion or even sports, for crying out loud. But I think I found one thing we can all definitely agree on. It's hot. I mean, you know it's hot when we start getting excited about a cool front. And yes, I'm putting little quotation marks around that with my fingers. A cool front that drops the high temperature all the way down to 94, like last Wednesday. As a matter of fact, the first few days of last week were nothing short of brutally hot, weren't they? Yeah, it gave a whole new meaning to outdoor cooking. And yes, I'm putting little quotation marks around that with my fingers, too. Yeah, I suppose we should be doing a show on how to stay cool, or maybe cool drinks or cool foods. But the only thing that cooled off this past week was the Astros pitching staff, and I don't want to talk about that too much for fear I'll make them melt down even more. Well, let's face facts. That bullpen got absolutely shelled in Chicago. When you stop and think about it, that sounds like a great name for a song, doesn't it? Shelled in Chicago. Maybe a TV show or a movie. And if it was a baseball movie, Kevin Costner would have to be in it, right? Yeah, these truly are the dog days of summer. And I sincerely hope I didn't offend any dogs when I said that. Because nothing smells quite like a sweaty dog, does it? In point of fact, this probably would be a good time to do a show about cool drinks or cool food. But we all know there's plenty of hot Texas weather left before this summer is over and done with, so we'll just pack away that for the time being, and we'll revisit the idea later on. Because, like I said, it's not like we're going to get any blue northers anytime soon. And besides, there are lots of other topics we can talk about this time of year. Not just the heat. You know, like getting out of town to escape the heat. Of course, if you've got school-aged kids, it's a little late for that, isn't it? They're back in school by now. But a week or two in Colorado or Utah or out on the West Coast sounds pretty cool right now, don't you think? I'd be willing to bet even the Allen Brothers considered leaving town this time of year to get away from the heat. And literally thousands, oh shoot, hundreds of thousands, millions of Houstonians have been doing the same thing ever since. In fact, one of our favorite guests on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show did just exactly that. She and her husband and kids all left town for about a month this summer. But I seriously doubt they escaped the heat because they went to Italy. I just checked the weather for Rome. They, too, are predicting a cool front. And yes, I'm putting little quotation marks around that one, too. Yeah, Rome's cool front will drop the temperature all the way down to the low 90s today. So our guest certainly wasn't leaving Houston for Italy to escape the heat. No, this was a working vacation. There go those little quotation marks again. This was a working vacation for her, and we'll let her tell you all about it in the next segment. Well, I guess I wouldn't be letting the cat entirely out of the bag if I admitted that this guest is a food and beverage professional, and she was doing some research on the accuracy of her food preparation techniques for Italian cuisine. And that's the topic for today's installment of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, around the kitchen and around the world. When it comes to international food, we Houstonians are decidedly spoiled because our population is so diverse that we can find virtually any kind of foreign cuisine in this city, if we look hard enough. We'll take a minute to count them up. The heck, there are Mexican food restaurants on just about every corner in Houston. But come to think of it, we can't even really consider Mexican food to be a foreign food in Texas, because Mexican food was here before Anglos, right? I mean, even Donald Trump's wall can't keep Texans from their Mexican food. We practically inhale the stuff, especially at our house. We get takeout from Lopez Mexican Restaurant in Stafford every Friday night, like clockwork. If I don't show up at the takeout drive-in at least once a week, Jonathan Lopez calls my house to find out if maybe God has taken me home to heaven. And Mexican food is just the beginning. In Houston, there are about 50 different kinds of Chinese food alone. Though, frankly speaking, Houston has such a large Asian community, it doesn't even seem like foreign food either, does it? And neither does sushi, because there are about a dozen sushi restaurants where I live in Sugar Land all by itself. And there are so many Vietnamese restaurants in this town, they almost outnumber the barbecue joints. Notice I said almost. So Vietnamese doesn't feel like it qualifies as foreign food either. Ironically, Asian food was my first real experience with authentic in-country foreign food while I was in the Army. And yes, it was Asian food, but oddly enough, it wasn't Chinese or Japanese or even Vietnamese food. It was Korean food. I was stationed in Seoul, South Korea for about a year, and I met a beautiful missionary's daughter named Kay Kilborn, who introduced me to some of the most delightful food I had ever tasted. Bulgogi was my Korean favorite because it was marinated beef barbecue, and it reminded this old Texas boy home, of course. But there were lots of other wonderful Korean dishes like pork strips and stir-fried noodles, sweet syrupy pancakes, none of which I remember by name, by the way. But Kay and I ate like royalty because the prices were so cheap by comparison to stateside. And whenever I mention Korean food to my friends, they always ask me about kimchi. But I've got to admit to you, that was one thing I just couldn't stomach. Oh, it tasted great. But the smell was just completely repulsive to me. And the real problem was that once you ate it, you smelled like kimchi for days after that. It was just too pungent for me to handle. I just couldn't do it. But I pretty much loved everything else. But anyway, getting back to the city of Houston, we're among the most diverse cities in the Western Hemisphere, so there are all kinds of different cuisines for us to try. Now, obviously, we have a wide variety of Indian restaurants, and most of them are vegetarian, because many people from India are Hindu. So if you're a vegan, you won't have any trouble finding places to stay true to your diet. But heck, we also have Persian food, that's like modern-day Iran, and Lebanese food, and Pakistani food. And we've only been talking about the Middle East and Far East so far. What about Europe, South America? Rudy Lechner's, one of the most famous eateries in Houston, traditional German fare. And not to forget that traditional French food from that beautiful foreign country, Louisiana. Now, I can say that and get away with it because I married a Cajun girl. Red beans and rice are a staple in my house, along with gumbo and etouffee and jambalaya. And my goodness, how can we overlook Italian food? After all, that's where we started all this, when our guest traveled to perfect her cooking techniques. And Lord knows we have plenty of Italian restaurants of note in this big old city of ours. Damien's, for instance. But let's not overlook some of the smaller, lesser-known foreign cuisines we have in Houston, like Filipino, Nigerian, Ethiopian, Salvadoran, Honduran, Venezuelan. Plus, Meyerland has a wealth of traditional Jewish restaurants that serve strictly kosher food, which is a pretty doggone healthy way to eat when you get right down to it. There was a reason why God instructed the children of Israel to only eat certain foods that had been prepared in a certain way. It was good for them. It was healthier. So, today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're going to agree to disagree on politics and religion and even sports, and we're going to shake off the heat of summer. And we're going to shelve the talk of cool food and drink for another week or two so we can focus on international cuisine. Because There are just way too many really good foreign foods to ignore in this city. There's a reason why in 1998, USA Today referred to Houston, Texas as the dining out capital of the United States. Get your passport ready, because today we're going to take a tour around the kitchen and around the world.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspas Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
say hello to Michelle Morris, who owns and operates Well Done Cooking Classes. Welcome back to the show, Michelle.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we have hosted Michelle and her husband, Daryl, on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show before, but I believe that was right after they acquired Well Done Cooking Classes. So let's reintroduce you to the audience, Michelle. Where were you born, reared, and go to school? That kind of thing.
Oh, boy. So I was born in West Virginia, and I went to school at Stephen F. Austin State University before I attended culinary school here in Houston. And been here ever since.
Where are some of the places you've worked professionally?
Well, I have a catering company that we still own and operate. So we have been in the food and beverage industry, you know, probably 4 years before we acquired Well Done Cooking Classes. And so between that and culinary school and then working at a few restaurants here and there kind of enhanced my love for cuisine and just pleasing people and having some I really, really enjoy entertaining and hospitality part of it as well. So,
well, we'll get into the catering a little bit later on. Our good friend Celeste Terrell originally owned Well Done Cooking Classes. How did you and Daryl acquire the business from her?
My husband is a numbers guy, and he buys businesses for a living. So he was looking for different businesses that would fit our schedule of what we wanted to buy and when, and Well Done was a good, great fit for those. So we decided we would go ahead and move forward with that purchase.
So what got you interested in owning a cooking school? That's quite a bit different from being a chef.
It is. You know, like I said, it's in our wheelhouse. I mean, we are obviously into the food and beverage side of the business. So it was a natural kind of progression that we knew that we could bring value to and make it better than it was, and try to keep the history and all that behind it as well, but also to enhance and kind of move with the times and do some updates and new classes and things like that. So always kind of trying to be on the cutting edge of things. And so I was already teaching cooking classes at my former job. So that was kind of what I was doing beforehand.
So do you have a big kitchen with multiple workstations for your patrons?
We do. So we have a location can hold 32 guests actively cooking. Each one of our cooking stations seats 4 guests. So it's really fun because you get to meet other people if you're coming just as a couple or as a single individual, or you can bring your friends out and actually cook with them. So it's a very shared environment, shared experience and entertainment as well.
Do you have a staff of professional chefs on hand, or do you do all the instruction yourself?
We have a great staff. We have 3 other instructors who all have a culinary background and have a really great, strong vegan, vegetarian background, which has been really neat for us because we are able to kind of expand in that market. I have another chef that is really well-versed in sushi rolling, and then I have another chef who is on the technical side of things, a lot of food science background. So between all of us, we have a really good knowledge of the ins and outs of the business and what we can offer our clients to make sure they have the best time and also they learn something along the way.
Are all the classes public or do you do private lessons as well?
We do private events as well as public. So our private events are generally held throughout the week or earlier in the day. And if you want to, it could be for a company or it could be for an individual that wants to have a birthday party there and so on. And then you're able to book it out for just your group. So if you want something more intimate and just maybe a team builder or corporate gathering, that's a great place to do it.
Please tell me you do some introductory classes for know-nothings like me.
We do. We offer, we call them CT classes, which is culinary technique training. And that's going to give you more of a foundation of cooking and kind of the basics of what you need to know, just like you would be in culinary school for the first 1 to 2 years. You're able to pay, you know, a quarter of the price you pay in culinary school, but you're actually able to learn a lot of those techniques and things that will help you become a better home cook without having to pay arm and leg for it, too. So
today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is titled Around the Kitchen and Around the World. And one of the first things we noticed when we visited your website was you just happened to be offering a class tonight, Saturday night, on date night, dinner in Casablanca. So this is going to work out perfectly. But before we jump into cooking Moroccan, Tell us, what is date night?
Date night's a really fun environment. So our date nights are a little bit different than our certificate training classes. They're usually more jovial and kind of fun in nature. We're obviously a BYOB building as well, but we do offer a wonderful beer and wine selection. My husband and I just recently got our wine certification, so that's another big push we have, that we want to make sure our beverage program is up to par along with the food. So we have definitely spent a lot of time curating the menu and creating pairings. So with that, we have some really yummy courses that people can do and try during date night. And that's a great time to kind of explore new wines with your guest or your partner. And it's just a lot of fun. So we have played some fun music, and it's just a good time.
Well, dinner in Casablanca stirs up images of Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman, but you're not going to have a pianist playing as time goes by, am I right?
At this time.
However, a lot of people in our audience, including me, we have no idea what Moroccan cuisine is like. So start out by explaining, what are the staples of a Moroccan dish?
Oh, gosh, your Moroccan dish, the food and the spices are very intense and fragrant. And they have a really lovely nose to them. They're always very, you can pick them out of the lineup. So if you taste the Moroccan cooking versus an American cuisine or what have you, you can taste the cinnamon and the cardamom and the lemon peel and things like that that you might not get on an everyday basis, which makes those dishes so unique and so savory. And people love them so much because it's something you get every day. So those classes are very popular for us, just because that's not something you would normally cook on a regular day at home. So to be able to learn how to cook Moroccan cuisine and actually be able to use a classic tagine, which is kind of a cone-shaped cooking vessel that works in a convection manner, that's very rare, and it's really fun. And people actually get excited because they're like, I didn't know this was so easy to cook in. And all the things are very juicy and yummy. So,
well, now, the specific dishes that your students will be preparing during dinner in Casablanca look, well, you even use the word sexy. Sexy stewed lamb. Why is stewed lamb sexy?
Hey, how else can stewed lamb be but sexy? It's, you know, you got the hot chili and the ginger and sweet potatoes, so you have the sweet and savory and spicy. That makes for a pretty sexy combination.
And then chicken, what did you call it? Tagine?
Tagine,
Yeah, how do you prepare that?
So the chicken tagine has a yogurt-based marinade you put on the chicken, and that goes into the tagine with some preserved lemons and olives. And that's cooked over a low heat on our cooktop, and the convection kind of works within the unit where all the steam is distributed through the cooking vessel. So your end result is a very juicy, decadent kind of protein that you're able to enjoy with your guests on top of some yummy couscous with the little sweet bits of apricot and the honey in there. So
why sweet couscous?
So the sweet couscous is nice to go with the lamb, the stewed lamb, and also the chicken tagine, just because those two items are relatively spicy. And so when you add something sweet with a spicy dish, it's a really great compliment. And you also notice a lot of Indian cuisine, they pair their spicy dishes with a yogurt-based thing. Maybe that's a mango lassi or some type of like cream at the end. And that helps to kind of calm down your palate, and it gives you a little bit of coating because it's a little spicy. So it can help tame.
And we assume that everybody gets to eat what they cook, right?
Oh, of course. You definitely won't leave hungry, that's for sure.
Well, in looking at the class schedule for Well Done Cooking classes, it's apparent there are lots of different date night classes, and we want to talk about some of those others in the next segment. But before we run out of time in this segment, tell our listeners how they can sign up for tonight's class or any other class at Well Done Cooking Classes.
Yeah, you just hop over to our website. It's welldonecc.com, and go to our current class schedule. You can sign yourself up, or are you and a guest? We also offer gift cards. So if you don't have it decided which class you want to take, or you want your guest or friend to take, you could also do a gift card, and they can sign up for whatever class they desire.
Okay, in the next segment, we want to talk more about around the kitchen and around the world. So stick around, okay, Michelle?
Will do.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old plane right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're back now with Michelle Morris, who owns and operates Well Done Cooking Classes on Airline Drive. That's in the Heights, right, Michelle?
That's it.
Thanks for hanging around for a second segment. Well Done Cooking Classes is only one part of what Michelle does, however. She is quite the entrepreneurial chef. She also owns Southern Cadence Cuisine. How did that get started?
Southern Cadence Cuisine actually was started about 4 to 5 years ago, when I was still working at my corporate job as a corporate chef. I realized, you know, I really love to entertain, and I enjoyed, I actually like looking in people's houses and being nosy and seeing all the cool decorations they had. So that was a great segue. So I had a great time doing that. I'm like, well, if I'm already here, I might as well make a career out of this. So I went forward, and after I got out of the culinary school, I started my business, Southern Cadence Cuisine. And that's, after that, we just start rocking and rolling and getting new clients and kind of getting our name out there and being able to please people through our food and to their tummies.
Do you cater large events and small, or both?
We do both. Yeah. We our happy place, we started off in doing kind of intimate events, dinner parties and things like that for maybe, you know, 20 people or so. And as we grew, we started doing larger events, weddings and things of that nature. So we do a little bit of everything. We still try to keep it around 150 and below. I just feel like it's, the food quality is better and you can be a little bit more hands-on with the client. So we still like to have it somewhat intimate, but we definitely are able to handle a larger amount of people than we could previously. Yeah.
Catering for larger groups is something very few of our at-home chefs have ever tried to do. So talk about some of the special challenges you face when you're cooking for a big group of people, like 100 people.
So a lot of the challenges when you cook for a large group of folks like that is, one is your equipment. So you have to make sure that you're able to hold all the food you need to hold at an appropriate temperature that's food safe. Also, you have to think about your menu. So if you are doing something, let's say a flounder or a sea bass, something that's more of a delicate fish, you have to think in terms of your serving time and how long that fish will be able to withstand being in a chafer or in a warming oven or things like that. So I definitely choose to make our menus that are most successful in regards to being cooked and being held at appropriate temperature for longer than just an a la minute type of dinner experience. So a la minute is you're cooking just on site, and as right when you cook it, it goes out on the plate and the guest is served. With 100 people, that's a little more difficult to do. So You want to make sure that you're providing meals that are able to be kept at a temp. So short ribs are great for that, gumbos, things that are not necessarily seared. So a bad idea would be scallops. Or, you know, so they will come out like little rubber honky pucks, unless you had a gigantic, you know. But yeah, so you just want to think about your menu selection and your equipment. The best thing that we use is our sous vide machine. So a lot of home cooks are starting to branch out and purchase sous vides. Those are amazing for proteins, even veggies as well. So you can cook everything in under vacuum. So sous vide is French for under vacuum. What that creates is a really wonderful environment for very juicy, succulent food and meats especially. There's no way you can mess up a tenderloin if you do it in sous vide manner and serve it to your guests. So that's something that I would recommend every home cook go out and get.
However, when all is said and done, many of our listeners would prefer to just hire you, Southern Cadence Cuisine, to cater their event. So how do we contact you for those services?
Yeah, you just go to our website, southerncadencecuisine.com, and there is a prospective client form. Just fill that out, shoot it back to us, and myself or our client experience coordinator, Whitney, will be in touch shortly thereafter and to start working on a menu for you and get you some good ideas of what you want to do for your event and how to make it the most memorable as possible.
And once again, the name is Southern Cadence Cuisine. Now, today's topic on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is around the kitchen and around the world. So it would be timely for us to point out that you and your husband, Daryl, just got back from traveling overseas. Where did you go and what did you do?
Yeah, we went to Italy. We're there for a month with kids, which is a little, that was the crazy part. So we went there. We actually have a lot of Italian cooking classes at Well Done. So my goal and Daryl's goal was to make sure that we are doing those classes correctly and they're authentic. So what we did, we traveled around and did a lot of cooking classes in Italy, ones that we currently offer at Well Done. And to my happiness, we are doing those pretty on the nose. So there's a couple of things that we're going to be changing in the upcoming classes, adding things and whatnot. But for the most part, everything was pretty accurate. So we're really pleased with that. So we traveled around and learned some new things. I'll be making some new classes based on our travels as well, just to kind of give our guests the experience of traveling. When maybe they can't get away for as long as we did, we can bring that back to them, and hopefully they'll be able to enjoy it too.
I was going to ask you if this was an exploratory vacation, and obviously it was. But all this talk of traveling and experimenting with new cuisines and cooking techniques, it all dovetails perfectly back into some of the classes that you offer at Well Done Cooking Classes. And the topic of today's installment of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, Around the Table and Around the World. So a couple of date night classes caught our eye. Let's start with the date night class that you have planned for next Friday, which is Dinner in Tuscany. Yeah, right out of Italy, right? So what dishes will your students learn to prepare in Dinner in Tuscany?
So the Dinner in Tuscany class is really fun. We actually prepare a minestrone soup, which is something that we actually made in Tuscany while we were there, all seasonal veggies from their garden. That's a pretty staple and common dish in Tuscany, especially in the cooler months. We also prepare a roasted pork loin, and that's going to have an apricot glaze. And then we have our my favorite is the sweet potato gnocchi. So sweet potato gnocchi is gnocchi. Some people feel like it's something hard to do. There is a little technique in that, but it's so delicious. They're so fluffy and just decadent. So we pair that with a brown butter sage sauce. And then lastly, we make our classic Italian tiramisu. And in this dish, our kitchen assistant, Maribel, who's amazing, she makes those lady fingers from scratch, and we put that together for the guests. So after that those long, hard hours of cooking and eating and drinking, we make sure you have some time to relax and eat some dessert, too.
Now, the other class that fits perfectly with Around the Kitchen and Around the World is a date night class that you have scheduled for next Saturday night. Not tonight, but a week from tonight. It's called An Evening in Thailand. What will we learn to cook in that class?
Our Evening in Thailand class is actually our most popular class. It always sells out. It's so unique just because we offer so many different ingredients and also flavors that are pretty hard to find. So we use a copper lemon leaf or lime leaf that is so fragrant. It really makes the dish shine. So people are learning to make a green curry. We offer this class either in a vegetarian format or a meat format. So the green curry can be with chicken or with roasted tofu. We also have a classic chicken satay with a peanut sauce. And they also make some Thai spring rolls. And then lastly, again, with the sweet, we have some sweet Thai tapioca. And that's going to have some lemongrass elements and lime and a little bit of ginger. So it's amazing class.
And we should always emphasize, yes, you get to eat what you cook at Well Done Cooking Classes. But there are lots of other classes for amateur chefs at Well Done Cooking Classes. So how, again, do listeners schedule classes for Well Done Cooking Classes?
Yeah, so just hop on over to our website. It's welldonecc.com. And you can actually view our class schedule. And from there, you'll see a button that says, sign me up. And then you'll follow those prompts and you're all good to go.
And you can pay for this online as well?
Yep, you pay for it online. Everything is very seamless and you'll get a confirmation. And then we'll see you at the class in about 30 minutes before it starts so you can get settled in and pour you a glass of wine and get ready to have a good time.
This has been the delightful Michelle Morris of Well Done Cooking Classes. They are located at 2811 Airline Drive in the Heights. And you're always welcome here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, Michelle. Give our best to Daryl.
I will. Thank you so much for having me.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaugh at Allspaugh's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaugh's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaugh's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaugh's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaugh's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaugh.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaugh's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
If there's any other human being on the face of this planet who loves football as much as I do, it's our next guest, Fred Olson, my old buddy from Hudson and Harrigan. How you doing, pal?
Hi, I'm Fred, and I'm a footballaholic.
Well, then, let's just go ahead and launch right into football, because I know you want to. So what's your take on the Texans game against Green Bay?
A lot of rookies out there. A lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, these days, you don't play your starters, you know, much until, like, the last game, or you just don't.
Oh, yeah.
And because you don't want anybody to get hurt. You see how the people get carted off for other teams? And plus us, we lost two guys.
Yeah.
And it's like, the coach has to go, no, we just got him back, you know. And so I thought there were a couple of high points. I thought Crockett and Higdon were loads to try to stop and hold down.
Mm-hmm.
And Roby was pretty darn good, considering he got a lot of work, and he's stuck like glue to some of those guys. He got beat now and then, but hey, it's the first game of the year. But we had no pass rush because the rookies had no idea what to do. And J.J. wasn't playing, of course, neither was Cloudy. So I thought Joe Webb was, you know, everybody talked about his accuracy and he threw some interceptions, but he's one tough cookie, man.
Yeah, he is tough, but man, that arm accuracy is really erratic.
How would you like this? 3 days before the game, the coach goes, you know, McCarron is out. He's got a busted thumb. You have to go in and play the whole game.
Well, but that's what he lives for, man. He's been waiting for that moment.
Of course. And I thought he did some good things because, you know, if he wanted that first down, down toward the goal line, he went and got it.
Mm-hmm.
He ran it. And I'm going, these other guys are going, oh, we got him trapped now. Uh-uh. So I know that he isn't the answer at quarterback, but if you need him in a pinch for a handoff or a running play or just a short pass, but nothing way downfield.
But you mentioned it in a text while you and I were texting back and forth during the game. You said, rookie wood.
Yeah, rookie land. But, you know, and that's what it really is. And their rookies were just a little more on top than ours were. So anyway, I have high hopes. If honestly, 8-8 would really be a nice year.
Really? I'm looking for bigger things than that, I must admit.
Well, I certainly would like that, but I haven't seen the offensive line do anything yet.
Well, there's the big question, isn't it? I mean, I know they're tinkering with positions right now, so I'm not too concerned about how effective they are. As a matter of fact, I heard one sports talk show host go absolutely nuclear about that first game with the Packers, but that's one game.
And they're rookies.
And they're rookies, and it's a preseason game. Don't you think that's a little premature?
Well, think of it this way, too. When they come in, they do OTAs, which are like walkthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have so little time for contact, so little time for physical and mental and emotional contact, let alone running plays, that the preseason is now really kind of the workout.
Yeah.
Because they can't work them up at X amount of hours a week. They can't have X amount of hours of contact with them like in the old days. And that's part of the NFLPA, which is coming up again pretty soon. And so by the time they get to that first preseason game, the rookies are going, I have no idea what I'm doing.
I am excited to see Duke Johnson get a few snaps, but I hear he's still injured too, so that I don't want him running him out there before he gets healthy. But I am proud of the Texans for pulling the trigger on the trade to get him, even without a GM.
If you look at his receiving yards, it'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
just really phenomenal what he can do out of the backfield and those real little quick, you know, passes. And that's a great, hopefully, safety valve for Deshaun. He's got Lamar, and then he's got this guy. And, of course, he has DeAndre Hopkins. And if Kiki Kuti can ever stay healthy more than a game. And, of course, Fuller. It's going to be fun to watch, and I'm excited for them, but I'm also aware that offensive line is, and they're sitting on now with even more money in cap space after they let Deontay Foreman go. $40+ million. But, you know, maybe they'll trade for Trent Williams. I called the Duke Johnson thing, only I did it negatively. I said they'll never trade for him, and they did. But Trent Williams is like 30, and he's with the Skins. He wants a deal, and he's a monster on that offensive line. So there's a lot of options. There'll be some cast-offs. There'll be some people they're going to let go who still have a lot of talent. Maybe we'll spend some of that $40 million on them and just keep Deshaun upright. Poor guy.
Well, the defense, how can you get a read on them? No Watt, no Clowney, no Merciless, no J.J.O. Virtually nobody important played. But I do think this defense will be pretty salty when all's said and done. But do J.J.O. and Aaron Colvin get it done at the corners? Who's going to be the nickelback? Front seven looks great, but the defensive backfield's one big question mark. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do. But that's why they brought in Roby and maybe Colvin will be better this year. I'm so ignorant on a lot of this stuff. I mean, I read about it, but the coaches, they're the guys who know, and they've made these choices, and it's their choice, too. If they don't do well, they pay the price as well.
So. Well, in any case, I'll be glued to the TV again Saturday night, and I know you will be, too.
It's going
to
be the Lion.
I'm just elated that real football is back on TV. My wife, not so much.
Bev likes it because I love it so much. And she goes, I go, it's football. She goes, oh, goody.
Okay, before we get to today's topic on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, I have to ask you, how are your weekly devotionals going? People ask me about this all the time.
How are they doing? I don't know. God just, you know, lays it on my heart, usually on a Monday morning or a Sunday afternoon after church, you know, what that weekly devotional is going to be. And And like we talked about, the Bible is a never-ending source of good stuff and a way to live and a way through this mess that we call the world right now.
Yep.
So things just kind of land on my heart, and I go, that looks good, and I've got some music for that. And our friend Nancy, the videographer who does the videos for them, she's new to Christ. She's still finding her way in God, and so she takes these words in this music and makes it into this video display that I find awesome every week. I'd leave it up to her. I don't say, put the Sistine Chapel in here or do Jesus on the Cross here. I don't do any of that. I just let her, as a newbie, kind of just see how it moves her. And she comes up with these really nice deals.
And we can find those on YouTube. Is that right?
I think it's Fred's Weekly Devotional. I didn't name it. She did. She says, I want to put these on YouTube.
Ah.
So she originally named it. And I said, well, it has nothing to do with me. It's all about Jesus. But whatever you've named it, you've already put it up. So just run with that. So,
well, check it out on YouTube, Fred's Weekly Devotionals. Now, this week on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we spent the previous two segments talking to Michelle Morris of Well Done Cooking Classes about Around the Table and Around the World. She and her husband traveled to Italy, and she was trying to refine her knowledge of traditional Italian cooking techniques. So I wanted to ask you about your favorite Italian dishes. What do you and Bev like to rustle up at home?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, we actually spent 17 days in Italy a couple of years ago in 2017, and I will tell you, the Italian cuisine, what makes it different, she'll find, is all of their stuff there is, I'm not going to say organic, but it's regional. Their tomatoes are from a certain region. Their lemons are from a certain region. Their wheat is a certain quality for their pastas and their semolina and all that kind of stuff. So that's where their food has a little different flavor and taste to it, because it has to be what we call USDA here. Things there are stamped from a certain region. It has to be. It's their law.
Huh.
That it has to be of a certain kind of quality. And I think that also bodes well for Italian food. But what do we like at home? Gosh, we don't eat a ton of pasta. What do we do for Italian?
Well, my wife makes a killer spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
Using ground turkey instead of ground beef. And candidly,
that's way too healthy. I'm going to stop you right there. That's way too healthy. No.
And to be honest, Fred, I can't tell the difference. It's delicious.
Of course. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I just, there's something about that little extra bit of grease that kind of floats to the top a little bit when it's heated up, that you spoon off most of it, but you leave a little bit for that extra bit of flavor.
Well, now, Well Done Cooking Classes even has a session scheduled for next weekend, as a matter of fact. You ought to bring Bev in, and we ought to go together. It's called Dinner in Tuscany.
Ooh.
And it features minestrone soup, roasted pork loin, and Italian tiramisu. You make it, and then you eat it.
That's the best show. That's the best one.
So do you guys ever get that creative at home?
Not with the tiramisu, not with dessert. She does some great things that are really healthy desserts, which, you know, you just go, healthy, what?
Or you could just bring Bev in and we could do Cindy's one-of-a-kind beef lasagna. It's really good.
Oh, see, now you're talking. I love lasagna. I love pasta. I like a carbonara, which is a pasta dish, and garlic pasta. I like just pasta with butter and parsley on it, or a little bit of olive oil. I just love noodles. But they love me too much, too, and then I tend to get big.
Well, buddy, we're way past the two-minute warning, and we're out of timeout, so I got to head to the locker room. Go Texans tonight.
Go Texans and go Astros.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.